My name's Andy Clark, and I'm a journalism professor here at Loyalist College in Belleville. This is Safe Kids Week in the Belleville-Quinte area. It's an initiative to teach the community about the serious harm that concussions and brain injuries can have. One of the things we've done this week at QNET News is we sent out reporter John Moody to try and find a face, to put a face on people living with brain injuries and their consequences. And John found a man named Gary Scott, who told him his story about living with a brain injury. So John joins me now. John, to begin, I guess, tell me a little bit about what happened to Gary Scott.
It was July 28, 2001. Scott was on his way to work. He had been working as a machinist at Esco, a manufacturing company in Coburg, for 33 years. It was 5:45 in the morning, and Gary was driving his newly restored Harley along the 401 when he was struck by a car.
Because a guy came behind me, instead of going on the passing lane and going by me, he drove me right in the center of his car at a very high speed. He was going so fast that it knocked me off my Harley, broke his windshield from one end to the other, right on over the center of the car onto the 401.
Okay, John, what happened next?
Gary was wearing a helmet that day, but the impact of the accident was so hard it knocked his helmet clear off, and when his head hit the road, it was unprotected. He says his brain swelled to a point where blood was running out of his ears. Fortunately, a truck driver pulled him off the road and called for help. Gary was initially taken to the Coburg Hospital, but the extent of his injuries were so serious that he had to be airlifted to Toronto. In Toronto, doctors had to operate on his brain.
What they did first, because it was so critical, they opened up my left hand side of my brain behind my ear, went in and took a section of the hull, the thing that protects your brain.
My skull,
and then went into my brain and took some parts out of my brain.
John, we can obviously hear there some of the impact the injury has had on Gary. Tell me a little bit more about how Gary's life has been affected by the injury.
The extent of Gary's injuries were quite serious. For the first year, he couldn't speak effectively. It took Gary working with a speech therapist an entire year to regain his speech to a point where he could be understood. But you know what? Gary could explain this better.
Memory. Writing. Trying to figure out how to do this or how to do that. And I've come a long ways. Before the first year, it was bad. It was tough. For just when I get up in the morning, what do I do? Like, what do I do today? For instance, you could tell me what your name is. So when I was back before this accident, you could tell me everything, or people I could learn at the big plant or whatever, and it was always in my brain. I remembered it. But now, you could tell me your name, and 5 minutes, it's gone. I have to work hard and study to have your name in 6 months.
That's a pretty profound impact, John. What other challenges has Gary faced?
Well, he did progress a lot with physical rehab and speech therapy over the next couple of years. But up to that point, he was unable to drive. Driving is really important to Gary. It's been a big part of his life. 2 years after the accident, Gary traveled to Toronto for a test that would tell him if he'd be able to drive again. He failed that test, and he was told he'd never be able to drive again. Gary didn't take the news well.
This guy came out, and he said, "Gary, I gotta tell you, you will never drive for the rest of your life." And I stood up, and I said, "What did you just tell me?" you will never drive for the rest of your life because of the damage that's been done right here in your brain. And I says, you're right out of it. There's something wrong with you, because I feel good about driving. So I went home and went to bed for 3 days and wouldn't get out of bed. So discouraged.
But Gary picked himself up. He set his mind to getting his license back. He was determined to do just that. He fought to get retested, and months later he was retested.
And the girl said, young, nice-looking girl, she said, Gary, if you do well, we will take you out on driving tests. But if you don't do well, Gary, we won't waste our time or your time. Go any farther. So I did my testing for 2.5 hours. She said, go and sit down for 10 minutes. And she came out 5 minutes later and says, come on, you're ready. You're going for a driving test. And so I did and got my driver's license back.
And he passed that test. Now, he did lose his license again. A year later, he had a seizure while he was driving. It was found he needed medication to control the seizures. Once he was put on medications, he was retested and he got his license a year later. To this day, Gary still drives, and he's proud of that fact.
Quite a story, John. Thanks for that. Reporter John Moody with the story of Gary Scott.